That's all the shit where I'd be like pretty pissed. The puppy, you're like, aw, that's annoying. This puppy, I could tell I was going to develop a bond with this dog for what that's worth.
Yeah.
Paco, you got a dog. Imagine they killed the dog morning one.
But you're not listening.
Is it now a blood vengeance or is just like, that's annoying?
You're not listening.
Annoying. Thank you.
You're not listening.
No, I'm that guy it by the payphone who shoots about the man who the molested puppy. His son. But for my dog.
His wife died. And the puppy was a post-apocalyptic
puppy.
It was a gift from him. That's a, upon
that's a
the
better
day.
Movie.
Post-apocalyptic.
Better movie, Ian. You're right.
The apocalypse. Only the puppy survived the apocalypse.
Only puppy survived. Dude. It's the cutest apocalypse ever.
There it is.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hello, hello, all of you gay bitches. You fucking fucks.
Get them.
That's right, dude. No one's safe.
Happy New Year.
Not this
Happy
year.
New Year, bitch. New Year, new me. Not.
Yeah. New Year,
same.
Old me.
Oh, New Year, same me, bitch. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. I am the king of things. He is the international superstar.
I'm his friend, Zach.
We are the Real Ass Podcast, coming at you like Cleopatra. We ain't fucking around. Two incredible guests. Starting on time. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Starting on fucking time. I never expected Ian to be here on time.
New year, new me.
Good.
Unlike Lewis, I'm changing for the better.
I'm changing for the better, but it's mostly the same me. It's like 98% the same me. Yeah. Little slight changes.
And what are those changes?
I'm going to not shop on Instacart anymore.
What's Instacart?
Instacart. Scott's going to fucking flip out.
Oh, where people with money get groceries.
Dude, Scott's going to fucking really be upset. When I explain what Instacart is,
it sounds like shopping on Instagram.
Kind of, dude. I mean, it's, I go to an app. And then I do all my groceries. I'm like, do.
Oh, and someone shows
and then
up with your groceries.
Some fucking foreigner.
Why?
It's like seamless for groceries.
And then some Chinese guy brings me not what I ordered. My chick ordered pesto the other day, and the guy bought guacamole and goes, "This is the same, yes?"
Doggy. They do a pretty good job for the most part.
It's a mixed pick.
Right, but here's what
that's for like old. That's like that was an old people service five years ago.
It's just online
and then they
meals
open it
on
up
wheels.
To douchebags.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's wasteful.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm trying to not be wasteful this year. Yesterday, I picked up my car. It was in the shop for like a week, and I forgot. They told me they were like, "Hey, if you bring a check, you don't have to pay the 2.5% fee." And it was a lot of money for my car. Not a lot, but a lot. Like $4,000. It was like $4,000 to get the car
Jesus.
Fixed. I had a bunch of things. It was just, I let them all build up. I got the brakes fixed. The tires
it's the
fucking
Audi,
rotated.
Right?
It's the Audi, dude.
Bro.
And then I had a thing that fucked up with one of the air conditioning tubes got fucked up. I was 5,000 miles out of warranty.
Ugh.
I had to pay that out of pocket. So annoying. So either way, they say you're leasing it,
right?
No.
You bought the car.
Financing. So I
financing
in financing it. So
it's when you suck dick once a month to keep your car.
It's where the tranny has a different meaning.
So I
laugh.
So the guy tells me, he's like, bring a checkbook. He's like, if you bring a checkbook, you don't have to pay the 2.5% service fee for your credit card,
which at $4,000 is like $100.
It's like $110. Yeah. That's what it was, right? Yeah. So I get there, I forget it, and it's a 6-minute drive back to my house. And I'm going, like, it was a real fucking debate if I was going to make this drive for $110. I sat there for a good 10 minutes being like, fuck. Like, do I want to? It was such an annoying amount of money because it wasn't enough where I'm like, oh, well, obviously you have to go back and get that. and it wasn't enough traffic to make it fucking so annoying that I didn't want to do it. And I ended up going, but...
Good.
$100?
I know.
Flushing down the toilet?
But if somebody said right now, dude, drive over there for $100, 7 minutes that way and 7 minutes back.
Yeah.
I would do it.
It's fucking two cigarettes.
I would start sprinting right now.
Would you?
Yes, for $100. Tell me where to go right now. I'll leave.
I'll take a 15 minute walk for $100 right now
and run wherever you need me to go.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm just privileged at this point in my life. But I genuinely debated not doing it.
Remember that Puff Daddy shit where he was like, go get me cake? And we were like, that's. I remember being a kid like, yeah, fuck you. I'm not going to walk and get you cake.
Yeah.
And now you think about it and it's like, walk and get me cake and then be famous on a show? Okay, fine. You're just walking and getting cake.
Dude, they had to walk over a bridge. They had to go to Brooklyn.
It was degrading. That was the problem. Yeah. The point of the bit on that show was he was degrading them and it was like, yo, walk and get me cake. I want Junior's cheesecake, motherfucker.
Can you name any of the people that were on that show?
Getting degrading.
He's prepping them for when they bring out sexual things, you know?
Yeah, but no, I debated... What? I debated not going.
Well, Puff Daddy has like a history of like weird sexual abuse.
Well, her story.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's like a few people's stories.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Their story.
I mean, like, they're basically saying he's like a huge sex pervert where he's like fucking men and women.
It was the whole thing. He just got out of trouble. He got out of hot water.
That's why like 50 Cent doesn't hang out with, like, you know, 50 Cent is like, ew. It's very like pause with him. It's because apparently he tries to get rappers to like come hang out with him and then he does gay sex with
him. He's like that fat guy with NSYNC.
Correct.
What was that guy's name?
Yeah.
Zach Amico.
Yep.
Zach, you have an unhealthy, obsession.
Yeah.
With
Lou Pearlman, Daddy
so
Lou.
So he goes, go get me cake. And if they won't get him cake, he's like, well, they're definitely not going to eat my ass then.
Yeah.
You know, Dylon's not going to eat my asshole.
Yeah, Dylon
if he's not
ain't
go
getting
get
this
me
pussy.
Cake.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Mo money, mo bussy.
I went back and I got it. So I'm trying to not be wasteful this year. And Instacart is very wasteful. So Instacart, you order your groceries on an app.
Yeah.
And they charge you a fee. They're like, it's like $11 or whatever. Or it's like, it's like $8, $10. And then I think they take off the delivery fee if you pay $100 a year.
How far do you live from the grocery store?
I'm 7 minutes from everything.
With a car?
With a car. 7 minutes from the grocery store.
I got to walk to the grocery store. I got to walk back.
It's not about the distance of the grocery store. It's about spending my time in the grocery store shopping.
It's nice. I like the grocery store.
I'm not a faggot.
No, debatable.
So
it is nice going to the grocery store. You have your little list. Yeah. You go down, you know.
Pick the right size eggplant. And
yeah. Yeah, not too hard. Yeah.
I also kind of agree
fruit
with
section,
you.
Slap yourself in the face.
You can bring your son and he can help you pick stuff. It's a nice
experience.
You
go to the
melons
and go, ew, and walk away.
In a weird way, I do kind of like shopping in a supermarket. You're not wrong yet.
Yeah.
Like, I like going down the aisles and having, what do they call them? Impulse buys. I'm an impulse buy. Like, my whole cart is full of just like National Enquirer magazines, gum.
No way.
Impulse buys.
Lewis doesn't make it past the register.
Lewis knows everything about Batboy.
I'll tell you right now, dude. I'll get some batteries. Just fucking anything at that register really gets me going, dude.
A liter of caffeine-free Coke. Just all shit you wouldn't buy.
Dude, the impulse buys.
$30 Manuka honey. I'm in.
Christmas cookies now.
Dude, they need to fucking... Hookers should start hanging out at cash registers. That's an impulse buy.
Mm.
Dude, that's where they can catch me on, dude. I'm like, I'm checking out, and some hooker's like, hey, daddy, you want? I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. No.
What's the expiration date?
This bit's working.
Soon.
This bit rules. So,
it was amazing, guys.
But no, I do like kind of going through the aisles and being inspired. And when you're doing it online, it's the same thing when you're shopping for Christmas stuff. Like, you go to the Target or you go to the mall, you're like, oh, shit, I would have never seen that jacket. I wasn't looking for that jacket on Instagram or on Amazon.
Yeah,
I fucking, you know, so I do get what you're saying. However, time is money, baby boy. You know, am I an old bitch? Am I in the fucking supermarket shopping like an old bitch?
Yeah, you got to be dabbing.
You could be getting tipped on Twitch instead of shopping.
I can be getting tipped on Twitch.
Yeah.
Well, no, here's the problem, okay? Not only do they charge like a $9 fee.
Uh-huh.
And then you tip them, 5%.
Yeah,
5% on like a fucking $300 grocery order is a wild amount of money.
What? No, it's not.
I don't know. I don't know.
Hold on, I got it.
$300
is such a small
$15. That's a lot of money, dude. A $15 tip. $50 table, you're selling your house? Fuck off.
For an hour's worth of work?
Fuck off. Yeah, fuck right off.
They're going out. They have to use their Google Translate to figure out what each item is. It's a lot of work.
They got
to
pay their gas.
Yeah.
Obviously, but here's what I'm saying, guys.
Yeah.
Here's what I fucking found out. No, no, I'm not cheap.
You're the most cheap, expensive person I've ever met.
No, dude. No, dude.
Oh, there's a word for it.
Rob Rose in the Racist Live Chat says, Lewis is cheap. I'm not cheap, you fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah, you are.
Here's what I'm saying. This is not bothering me. This is not a new bit this year. I'm not cheap. Lewis is cheap. Take it away. Shannon, edit it.
Yeah. Edit it. I'm not cheap. I'm dumb.
Doggy. Doggy. Then I found out. This is what I found out.
What'd you find out?
Not only do they charge you the fucking fee, mm-hmm. not only am I tipping this cocksucker,
mm-hmm.
then they upcharge every fucking item.
Yeah. We're living in hell.
Every item.
Can I tell you, I was just in Austin, Aloft Hotel. How much do you think a pack of fucking Tate's cookies were?
At the hotel?
Yeah.
$11.
Your guess?
It's higher, because he would have been disappointed had it been lower.
Guess? Guess.
14.
Guess?
$15.
$17.95.
No way.
Insane.
Best cookies on the planet, though. Kind of worth it. You bought them.
Got to. Insane.
They're so good, dude. Can we talk about how great Tate's cookies are?
Do you know how good?
And can I also say,
dipped in peanut butter?
I invented them. Let me just point that out. Invented is, I was the first person that I ever saw having Tate's cookies.
That's so.
So I count that as my invention.
Full of shit.
What about Tate?
What? Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate's cookies.
Yeah. He had a woman in a cell. Yeah. He's like,
those are good.
Straight from Romania.
Yeah, dude. No, dude. No, obviously Tate had them first. I'm saying I'm the first person that I had ever heard of that had Tate's cookies. It was fucking me, doggy. I discovered them in fucking Brooklyn back in the day. Back in the day.
Yeah, they did feel fancy.
Yeah.
Bro, those dipped in peanut butter. You know TJ Miller is his own peanut butter company?
Can I also say that's it's retarded, amazing. Dude. You can't dip a Tate in cookies. I don't think you've ever even done this.
Yeah. Why would I lie?
I don't know, dude. This world.
You lied. You didn't find Tate's cookies.
I did find Tate's cookies.
No, you didn't.
Everyone right now is wondering why you're a liar.
No, they're not.
Everyone right now in
they're
the fucking
wondering
racist
why
live
you're
chat.
A cheap liar saying you made Tate cookies.
Allie Poop says, why is Ian a liar?
You just picked a name Ricky and lied.
Ricky Ricardo says, lying Ian. We smell it on ya.
You
stinky liar.
Are full of shit.
Dickbeard 007 says, Ian isn't even gay. He's a liar.
Well,
the lies. Can I tell you why you're lying?
You
Ban at Improv says, I believe Lewis.
Fuck off, dude. Doggy, I'll tell you why you're lying. I'll tell you why everyone in the Racist Live Chat, everyone in the Gas Digital World, by the way, thank you for everyone for subscribing. Only subscribers now watch these live premieres.
Wow.
All the shit that we say that we have to edit out, yes. The people that are watching live, they get to see it happen. All the shit that'll get us canceled, all the YouTube people, they're never going to see it. You guys
that's
get to watch it.
That's why you have to just make up accounts that said things.
Yeah. So
there's no one in there.
No, that's not true. Allie Poop is right there, dude. Are you out of your fucking mind? I'm really looking at Allie Poop.
Allie Poop.
I swear to God. All right, fine. It's Allie Oop.
Allie Poop.
It's Allie Oop.
You can't even read.
Dude, all I see is pee, baby boy. Let me tell you why Ian's a fucking liar.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Tate's cookies.
Tate cookie.
They're a thin, crispy cookie. Has anybody had a Tate's cookie?
Oh, yeah.
They're crispy. We love Tate's.
They're great. It's a great cookie.
They're great.
It's a great one.
Joe Biden's lemonade is killing you. The lemonade didn't kill you.
I wish Ian didn't make me laugh. You'll
get there.
Give it time.
He's inconsistent. He doesn't show up.
Very frustrating.
He's frustrating to be friends with. Never depend on him. Why would you do that? Don't invest in him.
But we love him, folks.
He's good. His priorities are obvious.
Bradley in love with Jordan. That's why he squanders his opportunities.
He's living a lie. Living a lie.
So here's why Leanne's a liar. Leanne's a liar.
Let's hear it.
You don't think he's dipping the cookies because they're too thin?
I dip them in peanut butter. What's the matter with you? Why would I lie about that?
Because what do? You dip it in and then they crumble into a fucking... And then you scoop the crumble of peanut butter and cookie out? Because there's no dipping peanut butter and scooping peanut butter out with a thin, crispy...
You break it in half and make it stronger.
Dude, you know what's funny? That shit
like
was,
all our families?
Soggy. That shit was... That was some deep...
Yeah, sometimes you have to be broken in half to become stronger. Yeah. I think we've all learned that in the last year.
Nigga.
That was the deepest thing anyone's ever said on the Real Ass Podcast, dude. You break it down to make it stronger.
Yes. Sometimes you gotta break down to get a breakthrough, brother. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So who's a liar now, bitch?
You know what? Go get the Tate's cookies right now. Go get some peanut butter.
Snap them in half.
I want to see if you can snack, crackle, and pop these right into your mouth right now. Let's make it happen. Get Emily on the horn. Woo! Ooh, Real Ass Podcast live on a Wednesday. You snacking on? What you doing with Tate's cookies, brother?
What you snacking on?
I'll tell you what I was doing with them. I made fucking s'mores out of them. You replace the fucking graham cracker with Tate's cookies. You don't even need the fucking chocolate, but if you want to be a decadent little fat bitch, you throw the chocolate in there as well.
You should Instacart Tate cookies and peanut butter right now.
No,
your last Instacart of the year.
No. No more Instacarts. Every item, they add like a dollar to.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
Yeah, it sucks.
I'm not going to be wasteful anymore.
Good for you.
And this happened to me on my way in. Let's do our plugs, and I want to tell what happened on my way in. All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank Send It Subs for supporting today's show. We love Send It Subs. They have incredible products, pre, post-workout, whatever you need to get your supplements. They got you covered. But I really want to talk about one of their best products, which is their dippable pre-workouts, because shaker cups just suck. Let's get real. You don't want to take all that extra liquid in. You get all shaky and jittery. In the middle of your workout, you got to run and take three different pisses. This is not a great way to get your energy.
And you know me, Lewis, I love America. And these are founded from a firebase in Syria. They contain 8 pouches per tin, patriotically packed with 300 milligrams of caffeine per pouch. And the best part, no water, no bathroom runs, no face-melting jitters. And hey, you're absolutely gonna kill it.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, Send a supplement. They're made right here in the good old USA, using only the finest all-American ingredients. And that means you can trust what you're putting in your body. So right now, just go to senditsups.com, senditsups.com, and use the promo code REAL when you check out for a special discount. Once again, senditsups.com, use that promo code REAL. All right, where were we? What you plugging on, Ian?
Oh, boy. Man, oh, man. This weekend, I'm at Philly Punchline. Thursday to Saturday, I'm very excited. Next week, Tampa, Florida. Side Splitters, part of the Sunshine Comedy Festival. And then I'm doing Calgary, Seattle, Portland, Sacramento, San Francisco, San Diego, EFIDance.com for tickets. I'm going all over, brother. Bye, guys, on the Gas Digital Network. B and Ian with Jordan every Wednesday on YouTube, patreon.com/B&Ian Pod. And come see me live. It's the best.
Hell yeah, Scott Chapman.
I got a podcast, Out for Smokes, with Mike Racine and Sean McCarthy, and another podcast, Wrestle Roast, with Dan St. Germain, Mike Lawrence, Robert Karpolis. Check those out. Peace, peace.
From now on, what I want, Jorge, I want a plug clock.
What does that mean?
Because I want to keep the plugs to 2 minutes. We're going to have a plug clock. Zach Amico?
Hey, January the 20th, I will be at the Comedy Dojo in New Jersey at TIFF's with my buddy Peter Angelo. Come hang out.
Sickness.
He's the best.
The Meaty Ogre Tour rides this year, 2024, going everywhere. Emmaus, Pennsylvania, on the 13th of this month. January 25th to 28th, Key West, Florida. Saratoga Springs, February 9th and 10th. Laugh It Up, Poughkeepsie, February 16th and 17th. Side Splitters, Tampa, February 29th through March 2nd. Then I got Des Moines, Providence, Red Bank, New Jersey, Royersford, Pennsylvania, and many other dates. They're all going up at the website. By the end of the week, I should have at least another half a dozen dates up on the site. So come out and see me live. It's all brand new material. I'm very, very excited to get you guys to come and see this stuff. And I promise you right now, it's going to be as hilarious and even dirtier than ever before. So come support me, guys. Scott Chaplin coming out with me.
That's right.
To Comedy Key West and most of the other dates this tour.
Let me know. I don't know which ones, but I'll be there, bro.
Most of them. Fun. Most of them. You should come to E-Mass as well. Figs is coming, but you guys can probably both come.
Yeah, I have to start announcing now. May 5th.
I'm in the middle of a plug.
Doing Netflix as a Joke Festival. I'm in the middle Hollywood of a plug. Improv. Please buy tickets or else I'm going to look like a fucking loser.
I'm in the middle of a plug.
No way, dude.
Oh, sorry. Let's sell this out.
Make sure you guys subscribe to the New Gas Digital. If you guys haven't yet, subscribe. Brand new website, brand new platform. The shows have been fucking incredible lately. We're really starting off the year with a bang. Exclusive content is the name of the game. There's one episode of the Real Ass Podcast that's only available to subscribers. The Friday show that we do, Friday at noon, it only goes out for Gas Digital subscribers. Plus, you have thousands of episodes of other podcasts that are not available anywhere else, all ad-free, uncensored, and in one place. Over 1,000 episodes just of the Real Ass Podcast. They're all ad free. They're all uncensored. Plus, you get access to the racist live chat. Let's see. Anything in the racist live chat that's fun? Skankfest fucking ruled. West Coast Dick says Skankfest was epic. D. Kush says Skankfest was the highlight of my year. Should I announce Skankfest right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Let's go.
I'm not supposed to.
Do it.
No.
New year, new you.
Can you hint it?
I'm not supposed to.
Little rule breaker, Lewis.
We're going back to Vegas. We're going back to Vegas.
He's trying to kill us, man.
Are you really?
We are. I won't say the date yet because I'll save that for... Am I going to get in trouble for that?
Wait, hold on.
I mean, people kind of knew already.
Same venue? Well,
yeah, same venue. Here's the thing. It was difficult to change. It was really difficult to change venues. Yeah, I'll tell you right now. The growth from the first year to the second year in Vegas was so tremendous, and the amount of improvements that we made,
it
makes it that much easier to make it that much better. We worked out a bunch of great deals with the venue. We're opening up another room at the venue, more seating at the venue, cheaper drinks. That was another problem. People were complaining about the drink prices. We worked out a deal where we're dropping every drink by at least a couple bucks.
Putting more water in the alcohol. Yeah. So it's cheaper.
No.
LOL model.
There's more water stations for free. There was only two water stations last year. People couldn't find them. We're doing like six water stations this year. They're doing a lot.
Are you charging for the water?
No, it's free.
That's the best. That's the way it should be.
Ian, why are you still fucking naysaying, Dick? Let's say we were. What's the point? Let me ask you a question. I'm in the middle of just talking about the improvements that we're making on our festival. Uh-huh. So just to be a cunt, like let's say we were charging for the water, uh-huh. right? Just to be a cunt, you want to make that point in the middle of me giving a fucking Braveheart speech about this festival that means something to us.
Do you want to focus on
the negative?
Do you want to focus on the positive that we just found another wonderful thing about the festival?
It was always free. The water was always free. But you're a prick.
Guess what? Most festivals charge the strip club
because it is a sin, and I think I think it brings out the worst in all of us.
You are such a naysayer.
And I can't afford it.
So, here's the deal. Listen, just shut up. Let me finish my thing. I'm saying something, okay? I'll give the dates out. The poster's coming out in the next day or two, so I'll give you the dates on that. But I'll say it's sometime between the end of September and the beginning of October. You should know that. What? Ray, shut up. I'll say what I want. I'll say what I want to say.
The hand just keeps reaching to a cock.
Did you see
But no, anyway, the point is also with the legal weed, with the fucking strip clubs, with it never ending. Once Skankfest, once you leave the venue, it's still a fucking crazy party. There are people that nonstop party at Skankfest the entire weekend, and we looked at St. Petersburg, Florida. We did an event down there. It was great. It just wasn't going to have the same feel, and weed's illegal down there, which was another big thing where I didn't want to fucking have the festival raided. And fucking, because everyone's getting stoned, everyone's partying, doing fucking drugs, and I just feel like the festival in Vegas is goddamn near perfect, and the venue really wanted us back. They were so receptive to everything that we wanted to do to improve it for the experience for both the patrons and the comedians that it was a no-brainer. So it is happening in Las Vegas, and that's that. That's that. Okay.
What's the race?
Sorry, now what were you going to say?
I'm saying that we just found another wonderful thing about an amazing festival. Every other festival charges for water. Not you guys. No. You're making more water stations. And the only way we would have found that out is if I had ass to help elevate your pitch.
You were trying to elevate me. Thank you. Yes. I appreciate it.
Yes.
January.
It's an elevated year.
Oh, there we go. There, of course, Emily. Emily, can I also say that you have?
Shut the fuck up.
Let me
That's
say that,
amazing.
Emily. No. You're great. You're very great. Emily's fucking. Emily's awesome. Emily's our office manager, and she kills it. She does a great job every time.
Thank you, Emily.
But I know you have something against me. I know you do. Okay, because she fucking. Not only does she fucking get Skippy, which is the thinnest, creamiest of the peanut butters.
Skippy's the best.
But the, she
Skippy's
also
so much better than Jif.
She also
don't look a gift horse in the mouth. She also, you're
don't
gonna
look a Jif horse in the mouth. and. She didn't buy that peanut butter. That was the peanut butter that was in the snack.
And let me just say, she also brought the one with the largest mouth possible on it. Look at how big that hole is.
Yeah, so
dude.
You can dip better and not get it on your hands. You got to stop looking
when
at the
I
negative.
Dip,
be nice
dip.
To your workers. Why do you think you have fucking a rotating door of people that work here? Because you treat them like shit.
You say a lot of things here that's not true.
She walked in like a scared animal. She wouldn't make eye contact with you. It's insane. Can you say thank you?
No.
Can you say thank you
her
to one of your workers?
Her payment is thank you. Her
she's
paycheck.
Not Shannon. You can't abuse her because she's from Staten Island,
if
all right?
She wishes she was Shannon.
I mean, be nicer to her. And God bless Shannon. I mean, really, with her, you shouldn't look a gift horse face in the mouth.
Inappropriate. We don't talk about her like that.
Well,
she's
look
laughing.
Looky, who broke a cookie?
You
broke
me,
a
cookie. Give me.
Looky. I didn't do it on purpose.
Can we roll the tape again? Ian was going on a rant, and I think he might have snapped it with his own fingers inside.
No,
of it.
I swear. Yeah.
Let me show you how. I'm a pro.
One time, my dad broke the bottom of a beer bottle and left the top like screwed on.
And beat a black guy to death with it.
And he handed it to me, and so it was like empty, and the top was on. And he was like, "And y'all think I'm fucking crazy?" This is Lewis right now.
Yo, can you please tell the story about Halloween with you?
I've told it too much.
Ian, how about you don't take over my show? How about you let me run my own fucking show?
No, it's a great story. I love this story.
No. I don't want to hear it now. You know what? Now I'm actually upset because I wanted to hear the story, and had Ian not tried to fucking take over and out alpha me on my own show. You better hope to God this cookie doesn't crack once you put it in there. Oh, let's see. I want to see a fucking scoop of fucking peanut butter.
Either that was your wrist snapping, or
Ian,
brother broke a
sound?
Cookie.
What was that sound, Ian? Yeah. What's that? Don't just eat it, Ian.
Yeah.
No, there's a half a cookie. Yep. There's a quarter of a cookie in there.
My hand is covered in peanut butter. This depended on all of Ian's worst skills. Not getting something on his fist, wrist strength, and subtlety.
Well,
looky, who broke a cookie? Is that what you do? Is you just have cookie crumbles? Did you scoop out like a fucking raccoon?
Yeah. Want it?
No.
Want it?
No, I have this. I'm fine.
This is so delicious.
Oh, his knuckles have like a little bits of peanut butter on them.
I am going to
They
get
had
up
that
and
when he walked
hand.
In.
Yeah. No, that's another man's shit. Scott.
All right, stop. Give me the fucking cookies. Give me the peanut butter. You almost knocked over my coffee.
You know.
Will you just say I'm right? Will you say it's not exactly a great method?
Hey, you may be right. I may be crazy.
Can you throw those cookies over here?
In all fairness, she did provide a knife. So that you can spread the peanut butter.
Ian's
lie.
Uh-huh.
And that's fine. We all know it's a lie now. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I said I do it, and I just did.
I said that you
I
don't.
I got two pieces of cookie with peanut butter on it.
I think you have tried this one time, and you acted like it's
a thing. I think you're gaslighting me, and because I'm not a woman, I'm not going to take it.
I think it's a thing that you normally lie.
It's not what I've heard.
You know, I haven't been with a man in so long, and you guys need to relax.
Why haven't you been with a man?
Because that was my Bowie phase.
That was your... What's this phase? This is Ian. This is being Ian.
This is being Ian. Oh. I'm just being Ian.
Yeah, you're not doing gay shit anymore?
No.
Really?
No.
Are you dating a woman now?
I'm not dating anyone.
What happened with that transgendered woman you were dating? She was like a hot porn
chick. That's not gay. Which one?
The hot porn
chick. We weren't dating. We were hooking up, and she is dating another trans porn star.
Oh, I think
but when she comes to New York, we make it happen, Captain.
You still fucking made
which,
happen.
By definition, is kind of gay. But not really. Who cares?
She had a little wiener.
It's so nice.
You like it. You like a little one.
Fits in my ass like a fucking glove.
Like a dick.
Like a tiny dick.
Wait a minute. Do you let her fuck you in the ass with it?
Lewis, I'm not going to kiss and tell.
You do. That's truly sickening.
There's nothing gay about making a woman come.
And I mean this, dude. And I mean
what
this.
What the hell's the matter with you?
And I mean this, dude. It's sick.
It's sick.
Letting a woman fuck you in your ass is sick, dude.
You wouldn't get pegged?
No.
You're closetly gay.
Dude, let me tell you something, dude. If some chick tried to peg me, I'd snap her dick like it was a Tate's cookie.
Not if your asshole looked like that. Yeah.
Got my thick peanut butter ass just ready to fucking...
The way you suck that dildo on Bobby Kelly's body, that is gayer than anything I've ever done.
It's literally not.
Yeah, it is.
You've been fucked in the ass by a man.
The way...
I promise you, sucking a dildo is not gayer than actually getting fucked in the ass by a man.
There's nothing wrong with wrapping your legs around a woman.
Yeah, you don't know the faces Ian makes when he's doing sex.
I'm not saying it's wrong.
No one does. They're pressed into a pillow.
You know, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying that it's sick. It's...
Like gnarly, sick. Like radical, no, like awesome.
Yeah, down with the sickness. Yeah, yeah. Like, dude, it's fucking sick, dude.
Like the ill and mentally ill. The ill and mentally ill. Like, yo, that's ill.
Yo, that's ill, dog. Yo, so sick. Dude, so sick how Ian gets fucked in his ass by dudes.
Yeah, no, not by dudes. By women.
By women.
Yeah.
You've never been fucked by a man.
Never.
Huh.
Never. A little bit of a penis.
Question.
What?
Have you ever had a man do the thing where he's like, let me just rub the tip on your asshole, and then he starts to slide.
And then you slam your ass into him because it feels so good?
He starts to
slide. Do you ever draw nipples on your butt cheeks?
And let titty fuck my ass? No. Right. I will.
You should get him tattooed on.
No.
Is that what they do? So like, would a man, if he's trying to fuck you and you're like, no, I don't want to, would he like try to like start rubbing your asshole?
Of course,
like,
he would probably tease the ass constantly.
Is that how it works? Like, no. I'm not being serious. So like, because my move would always be like, let me try to give her some clitoral stimulation to get her, to break her down, right? So eventually she gives in. So, but I don't know what to do with a dude. So would I start rubbing your asshole? I'd be like, come on, buddy. And when it starts to like open up?
Yeah, you go, come on, pal.
Come on, buddy, dude.
You got to lure it in like a turtle. Yeah.
Come on, dude.
No, because like I don't put myself in that situation with a guy for it to happen.
Wow.
We know what it is going into it. But with a gal, you know, you just lead with love. Hmm. She's so hot, you wouldn't let her.
No.
Fuck you.
I wouldn't let her fuck me.
Can we show her?
If she's a friend of yours, she's a friend of mine, Ian.
Yeah.
Can we show her?
And if you're with a gal like that, you're a friend of mine.
Ian, can we show this girl or no? Is that weird?
I mean, she's a porn star.
Yeah, show the girl. What's her name?
So, Emma Rose?
Emma Rose. Her face.
Yeah.
I'd kiss her right on her fucking beautiful mouth.
So, oh, you've seen her before.
I've seen her. She's beautiful.
So what's stopping you from
her
going all
dick,
the way?
Dude, her dick. Putting her dick
but
in my ass.
But it's so little.
It's a tiny dick.
Do you like your ass played with?
You hold dicks to, like, compare
to? Do you like your ass played with?
Can you Lewis, put the sexy music on? Hold on. Can you put the sexy music on? And Ian, can you ask a little bit slower?
Mr. Gomez, I'm but a simple Southern lawyer. I present to the jury. Mr. Gomez, please tell the jury, do you like your ass played with?
I like my ass played with in concept, in theory.
Yeah. And what's stopping you from having someone just give a little graze with a finger?
Objection, because he's not a faggot.
You've never had your ass played with.
I've had my ass played with. Have you ever had a finger? I've had a finger. All right,
what if their dick is as small as a finger?
Listen to me. Stop.
What if it's this big?
Stop talking.
Look at her. What a goddess.
Shannon, why would you do like the
hottest picture ever?
Go closer. You got to do the fucking... Anyone's hot from that distance.
She's gorgeous. And she's a cool, fun hang. And I'll say this.
Plays video games, takes out the garbage.
Yeah, bro. Give me lifting advice.
It's the best.
She fucking... Does she get to my back if I got into a bar fight?
She's a very pretty lady. Yeah.
We fucking rock climb.
Yeah, dude, obviously.
Pee standing up together.
Yeah, she's
and she's interesting. That's great. That's the most important.
It's
probably,
like,
right?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
you're gay if you don't do it.
That's not true. You're gay if you do it. And that's
Paco's
fine.
Got my back, right? Yeah, look at him.
Yeah, that's.
I just never had a guy like wrap me up in whimsy for a night. Like, you know, like,
either of us.
For me to get sexual, I need to have like a magical night. Like I have movie nights. I've never had a movie night with a dude.
Either of us.
Yeah, and
it's gay.
But if it ever happened,
I've never been with
it's
a
never
friend
happened.
And been like,
yeah.
Scott, man, yeah. I really.
Can I say this reminds me of something? Okay, this reminds me of a conversation I had in the third grade with a kid named Chris Pileggi.
He's going to sue you.
Now, Chris Pileggi, sue me.
But what if I'm Pileggi?
You could be. You might be Pileggi.
No, that's it.
I am Pileggi.
I don't know where Pileggi's at these days.
You know Peck Ligi,
Spartacus?
The Italian clan?
Oh, Pagliacci? Okay.
Pagliacci. Chris Pileggi. Yeah. Now, Chris Pileggi, two things. I've told the story about Chris Pileggi on podcast in the past. Little Legion of Skanks or real-ass podcast lore. I told a story years ago about in the first grade about how I had Micro Machines and I had one of the little sets where it was like the little houses, the garages that you unfold. And they had little tubes and things. You put them all together, right? The Micro Machines, and then the cars would race around on it. There was a little tube that was on the set. Ian, stop being so distracting. Just fucking podcast. Why do you gotta be a fucking? You can't just have a conversation. You gotta start
the
popping your fucking.
Not on me.
Yeah, but it's distracting.
You're
you see Scott
a
looking.
Story.
You see me looking. You're popping your finger.
We'll
in
get
and around.
To the punchline, dickhead.
Every no, it's not a punchline. It's a fucking story.
It was
every
third
4 seconds.
Grade, October 1993.
Oh, hey, bro.
In all fairness, he was eating peanut butter off his knuckles.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Fucking do it more quietly or use your cough button.
I would, but this fucking thing doesn't even work.
It does.
No, it doesn't. The volume knob is off.
The cough button works.
Cough button.
Yeah, it works.
Dumb dick fucking
No,
cunt.
It doesn't.
Yes,
I'm pressing it right now.
No, you're not. You just did it.
No, I did that with my voice.
Let me finish.
Go.
So... All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Waterboy for supporting today's show. I love Waterboy. It's an amazing hydration powder, the best on the market, that is scientifically formulated to cut your hangover time in half. I've been drinking way too much lately, and Waterboy has really come through in a very, very big way. They also have post-workout hydration packets as well, zero sugar, and 3 times the electrolytes of liquid IV. Your hangover is going to stand no chance.
I absolutely love Waterboy. I've been having it every single day in my big Stanley cup. They have strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and blue raspberry. It's 9 times the electrolytes of a Gatorade, and it's also gluten-free, caffeine-free, dairy-free, vegan, and made right here in the USA, Lou.
Yeah, so right now, all you got to do is go to waterboy.com, use the promo code RAP when you check out, and you're going to save 15% off your order today. Waterboy.com/RAP is the URL to make it nice and easy. Once again, that's waterboy.com/RAP, or use that promo code RAP when you check out for 15% off. All right, where were we? He stole a little fucking tube from my Micro Machines. He stole it. And I got in trouble, and I was in the hallway. They would kick you out of the classroom. They make you wait in the hallway for like 5 minutes, like a timeout, I guess. I was staring, and he came up to the glass like I was in jail, and he showed me that he stole my Micro Machine thing. And I was like, you motherfucker. And then I told the teacher, and then he was like, no, it's mine. And then I was like, no, it's mine. And he was fucking with me. It was definitely mine. So then the teacher was like, all right, well, you got to get a note from your parents. If it's yours, like... just have your parents say it's yours and bring a note. Now, they didn't really think, like, what would happen if both parents wrote a note. Now, my mom was a junkie. I never got a note. I didn't even remember to ask her for the note. Chris Pileggi, he got the note from his fucking father, okay? He came in the next day with the note. He got to keep it.
Signed by a notary.
Ooh, it made me mad. I'll never forgive him for this. But regardless, 2 years later...
Uh-huh.
But me and my best friend, Chris Pileggi.
No. We never became friends. Chris Pileggi, we never became friends. But he was a little weird kid. He would pick his nose and eat it, and he would do it way too late. This is maybe even the fourth grade at this point.
Because too late? Call me Benjamin Button then.
When's the last time you picked your nose and ate it?
Motherfucker! What am I here?
Too late. Call me a black couple at live theater.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, you don't actually
call me Benjamin Button. I'm a teenager on a motorcycle right now, dude.
This kid picked his nose and ate it.
Pick it, lick it, or flick it, brother.
Dougie, he picked his nose and ate it way too late. And I remember, as you're talking about how I should fuck a man. I should try
I never said that. You said I never said have sex with a man.
A woman. I got it. Got it. Got it. A little bit. Let me say this.
And
so Chris Pileggi.
Live your best life.
I remember
life.
One time we were in gym class. And we were sitting on these little spots in the class. And it was just me and him in the back. And I remember he's picking his nose and fucking eating it. And I was just like, I was like Chris Pileggi, same feeling I had for Ian. I was like, you are sick. And I didn't mean, I was kidding before. It's not sick like cool, dude. I was
that
like,
little Puerto Rican wearing a Marilyn Manson shirt.
Just fucking, you have a sickness. I remember thinking this, dude. So what the fuck is wrong with you, dude? And then I remember his reaction was, because I was so like, what the fuck, dude? Just stop picking your nose and eating it, dude. We all make fun of you over this. And then he was like, dude, what? He's like, you should try it. It's good. And he ate it. And it was the same exact energy that you have with tranny cock. That was the exact moment that I had with Chris Pileggi sitting on that little spot in gym class with you telling me that, dude, just try it.
Ooh. That was an expensive Uber to get from the start of that store to the end.
It was a lot. It was good.
Holy shit.
I'm going to tip the guy 5% on that one.
Yeah, really? You're going to upcharge us to listen.
He Instacarted those boogers.
Woo! Chris Pileggi, a little boy who was born in New Rochelle. Divorced family, but his father was always there for him. He ended up
micro machines. They were like machines with the micro version.
When he held that micro machine up to the window, have you ever gotten the feeling on a fall
I don't know,
day?
You know, the windows are clear, so I can clearly see it.
Story didn't have to happen at all.
Dude, yeah.
Just tell the booger part.
If anything, that gives backstory to say that your opinion about him was tainted by your past.
Yeah. No.
And you can see Emma Rose in the movie Tainted coming out this fall.
And stop trying to argue your way into not being gay. You're gay. No matter what way Versace says.
Lewis is highing his way into intelligence now. Yeah. I do the same thing.
Lewis,
I think I'm smarter.
Come with me and you'll see a world of pure imagination.
Let me open up some more passageways and own this motherfucker. Own this open-minded motherfucker.
All the voices in my head tell me I'm right.
God damn it.
Is that a weed thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got a cavity and it stung you right there?
No. I have a missing tooth. And the
why don't you get that fixed instead of your Aldi?
I chewed.
I mean, what the fuck, dude? You're spending $5,000 on an Aldi. Your fucking teeth are rotting out of your head.
No, Lewis been taking very good care of his teeth.
Then why's he got a missing tooth?
Because I had a tooth pulled years ago, and I had a
and you didn't fix it.
No, I never got a
why?
A fake, because like $10,000 to get.
But you spend
one
that
tooth.
On a trip to Jamaica.
No, it's an experience and a memory. I don't need this one tooth.
Yeah, you do. You
no,
need
I don't.
Your teeth in your mouth.
Ian, I don't need this one tooth.
I have like two
one,
missing
one
teeth.
One tooth.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
Yeah,
oh,
a, lot, a lot of people are missing a tooth.
Yeah, but you're a chicken farmer.
This I go there and
fucking...
I go pull it and they go, we think we could say, I go pull it.
What are Gypsy Rose Blanchard? What the hell?
Is that a different tranny you fuck?
No, you don't know about Gypsy Rose?
It's three trannies he fucks. Gypsy Rose and Blanchard.
The other one's a bit of an old soul.
She's got hair on her knuckles.
No, I want to actually pull another tooth from this side.
To make it even?
No, because I just...
Symmetry.
No, because I had a fucking root canal in this one, and it's just... It still just doesn't feel right. It's just annoying. I'm like, just pull it out. I want all my teeth to fucking knock them out. Give me fake teeth. Oh, that sounds great.
You should.
Yeah, but they never quite work out. They seem always a little too big for the head, right?
Whatever
right?
it is.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly, dude. I started going to a dentist when I moved to Jersey, like, regularly. And now they can't be coming in 3-4 times a year. Every time I go in, there's a new thing. It's like a woman brings her car in where she doesn't know anything. Yeah. I was like, can you just fix me? And I walk out with something new is wrong every time.
You're
I
getting
walk
swindled
out.
On dental work?
I really am, dude.
No, dude, those veneers never look like Jason Mewes.
Yes,
from Jay and Silent Bob just hasn't looked right since he got big teeth.
And it actually makes a person's brain. At least my brain go like, oh, there's rotting underneath that. And I know it's not the case. They like yank all of them or they file everything down to like piranha teeth.
Dude,
right?
I don't fucking know, dude. The whole thing, I just want them to give me fake, not veneers. I want false teeth, dentures. I
want
to take them out
you
of my mouth.
You want slave teeth.
I want to put them in a fucking glass of water at the end of the night.
Yeah, you want Walter Matthau. Pop-
Yo, a buddy of mine has two metal front teeth. It fucking rules. You should do that.
I would love to.
You look good with a gold tooth.
Yeah, dude.
I'm fucking, I hate having to fuck, the amount of maintenance that I do on my teeth. Nobody takes care of their teeth as much as I take care of my teeth.
That's a lie.
Nobody.
A tooth rotted out of your head and you didn't fix it.
No, a tooth, when I was younger, I had a root canal that was never finished, and then eventually it fucking broke.
Ian.
Yeah, you're just saying things, Ian. Why are you such a cunt today?
You're just saying things
over and over again to be a cunt.
Because I'm calling you out on these fallacies. It's not calling me out on anything.
It's not saying your tooth rotted. I had a tooth extracted a decade ago, you fucking dickhead.
And you're missing a tooth.
I don't know anybody who takes care of their teeth as well as I do. Anybody.
Then why do you not have another tooth?
Because I didn't take care of my teeth when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
Because your mother didn't.
Because my mother was a junkie.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so that's what happens. So that's why I had a root canal. That's why I had fucking shitty gums. This is why, yeah. And now I take care of my teeth better than anybody that I know in the world. Mm-hmm. I water pick, I floss, I brush. This is all twice a day. Use special mouthwash.
Let me see your teeth. They're yellow.
Your mother's a fat cunt.
What is happening, gang?
I hate it. It's the last time he's on my show. I really mean this. Yeah. Ian's mother's a fucking slut. Send this to her. Somebody find Ian's mother and tell that pig she gets fucked by black cock, that fucking cunt.
Is that true?
Lewis, you may be trained in fighting.
I hate you.
But I ain't going to go down without a fight.
Literally can't stand you. All right, tell me, am I being ripped off here? Tell me. This happened on my way in here. I was parking the car, and some fucking Puerto Rican guy pulls up next to me. And
it was just looking in the mirror.
His reflection.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Lewis pulls out his wallet, scared. Here, you can have it. Thank you, sir.
Spicks he the
robbed
mirror,
himself.
Larger right. than
what are you looking at?
Take my wallet.
Your teeth are yellow.
Oh, your mother's a fucking whore. Your mother's a whore.
I bet your dad's dead.
No, dude, I'm fucking... I pulled up in my car, and I'm parking. And all the money that I just spent on my car, I still have body work that I have to get done on my car. There's a dent on the back bumper, two little dents, essentially, in the rear side of the car, right? And I put in the insurance claims. This is from, like, I don't know how long ago. I've been into a few fender benders. I put in the insurance claims, but I never actually went and got the work done. Whatever it is, my ADD kicks in. And it's just these little dents don't annoy me enough to get it done. But now I think a couple years have passed. I have different insurance now. I don't even know if I could still go and get the work done, even though I paid for more insurance. But for me, even as I'm talking about it, it's giving me anxiety. Thinking about going and figuring and unraveling that fucking knot, fuck that, right? It's just, I'll just have dents in my car. That's just sort of where my mind's at. So regardless, I'm pulling in. Puerto Rican guy pulls next to me, his car. And he's like, yo, man, you got a dent in the back of your car. I was like, yeah, I know. I was like, thanks for noticing. And I was like, yo, man, I work for a body shop. He's like, I can fix those dents. So then I was like, yeah. So then he pulls over, right? Then he comes over to me. And it's this little Puerto Rican guy. And his car is not particularly nice and fucking. And I'm like, so then he starts looking at the back of the car. And he's like, yeah, man, it'll be this. I'll do this. I'll hammer this out, blah, blah, blah. Sand that down, blah, 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 blah. He's like, look, I'll make the whole back of your car look brand new for $600. I'm like, yeah, $600? That's probably less. That's less than my deductible if I did go through the insurance.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I got
what
this guy's
got
number. He might kill me, steal my car.
It's like a different color bumper.
He said he won't charge me for anything until the work's done. Is this, what is, I feel
that
like.
That means you bring it in, he's going to find eight other things, quote unquote, wrong with
well,
it.
Well, here's the other thing. He said, I don't got to bring it to the body shop. He'll come right to my home.
Hmm. Was it exhibit?
Oh, so you're gonna give him your address?
Maybe he said he could do it wherever I want. He said it's like a mobile body shop thing, but he said it's connected to a.
That's
real
a
body
Puerto
shop.
Rican with a hammer. That's a mobile body shop. You met a
you,
you met
order
a Hispanic
an insta mechanic.
Let's see. Benny and the Jets says Lewis will fall for anything. Brick says I'm gonna steal Jenna. let's see. Amy Winehouse's baby daddy says that's a scam.
New segment on the show. Magic beans. Are they worth it?
Am I being scammed here?
Yes.
Yes, dude. Yes. Without a doubt, yes.
Yeah, they're going to like switch your license plate. You're not going to know because you don't know your license plate number.
Yeah, nobody, no body shop is in such bad shape that they're sending out a scout.
Let me see.
To talk to people. There's like an X on your car right now, and people know a moron drives it and to try and sell you things.
Hold on. Wait a minute now.
Do you have his number?
I have his number, yeah.
You should call him right now.
Do you have? Does he have an Instagram or something to show
I told him to send me the auto body shop's like actual. I want to like make sure it's like reputable. If he really works for an auto body shop, I don't know how much.
If he has the ability to Google a reputable auto body shop.
No, but I'll call and I'll say, is there a guy named Carlos that works there? It's like three of them.
Yeah. Miguel? Yes.
Do you have a Carlos?
Yeah. Do you know Brian Fennell?
Brian who?
Brian Fennell. He's a real funny comic from Philly. I've known him for years. He works at a body shop. If you get a gig in Philly and you bring your car down, he'll fix it up for you. He's great.
Tell him to call me right now. Let's go. $600. I'll do it.
You give me three.
Oh, hey, here's the exchange. You could be on the Real Ass Podcast.
Well, you give me three
on the
up
Friday
top,
episode.
I'll make sure he gets taken care of.
Well, why do I feel like $600 is way too little for what I want done?
What do you want done?
There's a dent in the back bumper, like a pretty big dent.
I use a plunger.
And then it's not like
hot
that.
Water and a plunger,
dude. It's not fucking. this is like, I'm telling you right now, it would definitely cost more than that. My deductible is like $600 alone. And it's two different claims. The two different dents are from two different claims.
How
so
did
I'd
these
have to
accidents
pay, I had to pay $1,200 just to get them fixed regardless. No,
his name is Carlos. Yeah. He's part car.
So the
he
thing is like you never make. Why'd you make claims?
He's half car, half LOS. He's my guy.
When you're in like bumper to bumpers, like small accidents, you don't say anything. Just go, whatever. Don't care about small things.
No, I thought that.
So then when you get in a big accident, you say, he did all of this damage.
Yeah, dude, I didn't realize any of this. I'm an idiot. Every time I get to the tiniest little fender bender, I'm like, nope, call the cops, call insurance. We're getting insurance involved.
Oh, people love me. A truck hit my car and I was just like, go. And he was like, that's crazy. And I was like, leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, my car's destroyed.
No. For me, every time. And then I thought because I pay insurance that I'm covered. I'm like, I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. Let's go. I didn't realize that if I have to pay for something that they just add it into. And then when you take it to the Audi official service center, they're charging you like a new. They charge for a new bumper. They're not trying to just sand anything down and fucking fix it with fiberglass or any of that other shit. They're just going like, yeah, we're gonna order you a new bumper. It's paid for by insurance. It's $3,000. Who gives a shit?
So how did these accidents happen?
I don't even remember this. It happened so often. I can't even tell you which one was which.
Are you that bad of a driver?
Yeah. I came to the conclusion. It was on Joe Rogan's podcast this past time. I was like, I was like, no, dude, I'm a good driver. And he was like, he really made me realize. It's very true. I will say that Joe Rogan had a very astute moment. I'll give him credit for this one moment in his career. And he was like, dude, you're not a good driver.
Yeah.
He was like, you've been in 5 accidents in 2 years. Your insurance is $1,800 a month. You are not a good driver.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, dude? You're fucking right. And it's a weird thing. Like
Your mom was also astute.
No, it's a sleut.
Hold on.
Astute?
I don't get it.
Prost?
Of the prost variety. I get it. All right.
Why is it when Rogan says it, he's a fucking hero and he made me see something inside myself I hadn't seen? And then when I call you on something, you're like,
you don't just call
you're
me.
A gay man that's not, a liar.
You're also, I said that to Rogan's face as well. I was like, you're a gay man. But so many other things, dude. That was just one astute moment. No, I'm not a good driver. I will admit that. But I've gotten better. Like, I drive very slow. I have an app connected to my phone now that like tracks my driving.
You're not supposed to drive slow. Slow driver.
I would say his version of driving slow is driving acceptably
the speed limit. It's just driving the speed limit.
You're supposed to go with the flow of traffic.
Here, let me see. I'm gonna see how many incidents I have because they track my driving, and essentially every time I stop
that's not
short,
good because
why would you do that?
Then
now they
tell
know
your
and they'll
insurance
your
and they
insur-
know.
Yeah,
dude.
They'll sell your information and shit.
You are an idiot.
Get your current snapshot.
This thing is just following you everywhere you go.
Dude, you are a moron.
And when you yell a
look,
slur.
I have a B. I think a B status.
No, you don't. She left.
It says you're in good shape and on track for savings. Just keep driving with Snapchat.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Dude, that would make me go. If an app told me, like, oh, good job, I'd be like, fuck you. I would drive 100 miles just to,
who's to, say
just to
that,
prove it wrong.
Who's to say that it's not racking up? Every time you go above the speed limit, oh, that's going to go against your score. You don't know that.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on here, but now it's showing me the percentage of my trip that I'm using my phone. That's a new feature.
See? See? And they're going to fucking put that on the insurance and be like, there's cause to think that he's going to get in an accident because of the amount of time he spends
I switch insurance companies, and now it's way cheaper. But I had to do this. I had to fucking pay everything up front. It was a whole to-do.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
It was a whole to-do.
Yeah.
So we think this guy's a scam artist. Or is it crazy? Or is in the racist live chat, maybe you guys know, you guys are fucking blue-collar motherfuckers. Is $600 the right amount of money for this guy to fucking fix my back bumper and a dent on the side?
Why don't you see if there's a fan that does body work that could help you out or give you a sense of direction on where to go, like an estimate or something?
Well, if $600 is a good price, I'm good. I got it.
Get a second opinion.
This is what I'm looking for right now. I got a second opinion, third opinion, fourth opinion.
Just put like a bumper buddy around it.
Yeah. Just cover it with a poster over it.
Yeah. But like a Palestinian flag or something. Dude. You know? Be an actual rebel. Be an actual real ass dude.
Caution, driver is tweeting while Puerto Rican.
Tony, I gotta get this app off my phone.
Yep.
I gotta get this app off my phone.
I'm
right
glad
now.
You didn't have it that day. We saw what the Audi could do.
Oh, yeah.
The day we were listening to Motley Crue.
Did you punch it?
Yeah, oh, boy.
Dude, let me tell you something. If you turn on Kickstart My Heart while I'm driving, I don't care what school's on.
Kickstart My Heart. Have you seen that video of the actual subtitles of Vince Neil singing it recently? It's insane.
Dude, Lewis fucking put the pedal to the ground.
How fast you go?
We went.
Dude, we went within the legal speed limit.
It was pretty fun.
Dude, driving to Pittsburgh, my buddy, he's like a supercar guy. He's got these like switches and shit. He fucking punched it to 160 going down the road.
Well, that's crazy.
And I thought I was going to die.
That's crazy.
It was insane. And it may have been 120 and he was lying, but
Ian was crying in it. Wrapping up his own pee.
It was so fast. It was so fast. It was scary.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta for being a longtime supporter of today's show. They make incredible vapes and gummies for anyone over the age of 21 that's living in a state where Delta 8 is legal. You can get it shipped right to your door. They get you super duper high. Why not smoke cheaper, legal THC?
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you, friends, this Delta 8 stuff works, and these products need to be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com, check out their products, and when you check out, use the promo code GAS. You'll save 25% off your order. Once again, that's YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, let's get back into it. Smago in the Racist Live Chat says, Venmo me $300, and I'll have it fixed by tomorrow.
Scam.
Okay.
Scam.
He doesn't even have your car.
Jablomi says the price is right, but you're still getting scammed. Okay, that's not bad. So maybe I'm not. I mean, here, what is the upside for this guy?
Do you know how to haggle?
Make a friend?
I can maybe haggle it. I'll tell him 500, sure.
Sounds like a guy who could
be a business partner.
Every financial situation done with cash, you can haggle. So if you go to a mechanic and they go, oh, it's $1,200.
Ian's also done this for body work.
And it works.
So you said, yeah, thank you for Ian, for telling me that you can ask for things for less money.
So why don't you?
I do, you fucking dumb fuck. What do you mean? What do you mean, Ian? You just was pulling things out of the air. Why don't I haggle? I obviously haggle, Ian. Obviously, I haggle in the fucking world. Okay? Problem is, I have my fucking girlfriend constantly watching over my shoulder. You know, girls don't get wet. Girls don't get wet when you start haggling.
I know you're gonna send them out of the room.
I am like, babe, go away in the car.
Dries on my board.
Hey, $600. You're like $2,000.
You ever lose a haggle in a vintage shop and then your girlfriend?
My girl's in the car. $5,000.
You lose or win a haggle, your bitch ain't getting wet. I'll tell you right now,
they
dude,
do not like a haggle.
You don't want to bring your gal. Why you gotta haggle?
It's like laying on bed with jeans. They hate it.
When I go on vacation, any foreign fucking country, you just haggle. Anytime they ask for anything.
Jeans are women that used to be named Jean.
Anytime you buy anything in a foreign country, you always offer less money than they're offering. You should always do that anyway. But if you're living your life that way, like at one point you're like, dude, I don't know, man. I'll just fucking pay the full price. Like if you're walking around in life trying to save a buck, you can save a lot of money. Yeah. But it's like clipping coupons before you go to the supermarket. Ian, do you do that? Do you?
No, but it's
no,
smart.
But you could. You
yeah,
could.
I could.
It's called fucking finger haggling. You know, finger haggling.
You know, finger.
Not since high school.
You know, finger haggle. Maybe you should. Okay, in life, if you wanted to, if that.
So
was
then, technically, aren't you mouth haggling?
Yeah. Always.
Sometimes
you always got a mouth haggle.
Sometimes but it,
but,
haggle.
But I'm saying, and you could save a lot of money at all times, right? At all times, you could be more frugal. But at, there's a certain point where you're going like, "What am I like? Who am I? Am I a fucking old Jewish grandma? Yeah.
Who am I?
In the end, who am I really haggling?
Like fuck yeah, dude. I mean, look, Andrew Schultz.
I knew he would just
Andrew
say,
Schultz.
Yeah.
Of course.
Exactly.
Andrew Schultz isn't walking into. The fucking renting a boat on the French Riviera with his fucking wife and haggling for the price of the boat. Yeah. He's just going, yeah, babe, let's just fucking rent a boat. Uh-huh. Me, I got to fucking tell my bitch to meet me in an hour because I got to go fucking find the best boat price.
Yeah.
Duh! Yeah.
You suck.
I suck.
You are one pathetic loser.
Or I should really just kill myself. I really should. Let's see. All right. Let's see. Even the chat. Brandon 24 says, even the chat is retarded. LOL. He has two dents and a plastic pumper cover, some scratches on the body, a heat gun, and 3 minutes of work will take out the dents, and buffing the car will take out the scratches. Brandon sounds like he knows what the fuck's going on, doggy.
Yeah, dude. Heat gun?
Yeah.
I'm getting a heat gun, dude.
Yeah, where's he from?
I don't know, man. That's the guy. That's the guy from outside. He's like, yeah, man, all you need to do is spend $600. It's a good deal if you ask me.
He stole our Wi-Fi. Yeah. He's out front.
Hey, Holmes, you know, you should probably do it.
I can bring all the tools. No big deal.
Maybe I should get this guy. I'm trying to see how could he rip me off, though? With the exception of killing me and stealing my car.
Doing a terrible job and taking your money.
I'm not going to pay him if he does a terrible job. I'll say he does a terrible job and not pay him anyway.
Can I just say?
Say.
You saying his first part of his name is car and the second part is LOS and that it's a sign was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Well, it was a tag on Zach.
It was great.
It was good.
That's why you guys are fantastic.
The Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah.
Going places in 2024.
That was so fucking funny.
That guy, I don't think if the price. If the price isn't crazy, like in my mind, I'm going, that's a crazy price only because I know how much money I've paid for minor body work in the past. But now I'm realizing once again that I'm a fat idiot and I didn't have to pay the amount of money for the body work in the past that I've paid. I didn't have to go through the insurance. I didn't have to fucking do any of this stuff.
I would pay a lot for minor body work.
Dude.
He's going to do $2,000 worth of work and not give you the car until you pay. That's what Amy Winehouse's baby daddy says. I don't think so. It would be crazy for a person to try to do that. It would be crazy. Like
walking up to a man in the street and saying, I can fix your car.
Am I crazy that I just appreciate his fucking go get him attitude? I want to reward.
Yeah, he was sitting in the car and he saw an idiot and went, go get him.
Hey, he's like a mechanic barker.
I don't mind it, dude. I appreciate a person who is fucking hustling. He was like, dude, I got to fucking get.
Where did you pull over and get out on a street with a stranger to look at your car?
It was on Avenue A. It was just right here. And the guy pulled up behind me, must have been driving behind me, and he saw it. It's not that crazy. If I ran a body shop, if I worked at a body shop and I made money doing that and I needed the work and I saw some shit. I mean,
if I was a lawyer, I'd get work by just following an ambulance to a hospital and talking to the guy.
Yes, he's an ambulance chaser and fucking.
I mean, of all places, a Puerto Rican mechanic barker is going to hang out. It's Avenue A.
Is this crazy? Paco, am I crazy or am I going to get scammed? You think I'm going to get scammed? Yeah. Shannon, do you think I'm getting scammed here? Do you think it's a bad idea?
I do feel like there could be a scam to it, but. Like what that lady said in the chat was that he may not give you the car back, but he said he's going to come to you.
I don't think Amy Winehouse's baby daddy is actually a woman.
Oh, whoever that was. But he's coming to you, so he's not going to be in possession of your car.
No, dude, I'm not going to give him the car. I'd let him go in my driveway. Not even my driveway. I'll send him to my fucking
dude,
niece.
He's
I'll send
on
him to my,
Avenue A. Have him do it in the city.
Maybe
though.
I'll have
Yo.
Him do it. No, he's in Jersey. He told me he works out of Jersey, but he goes anywhere.
So he also saw your plate?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe Jersey player. You're right. Mm-hmm. It
seems like it's all everything is a scam, and so pick the lesser scam. Let the guy who is not doing better than the big scammers scam you. Let the lower scammer scam.
How about the little guy?
I didn't get the sense. The I'm trying to look for the only scam it could be is he's trying to steal my car and kill me. That just seems like a very far stretch.
There's no way.
I just feel like you're not going to pick me. Not that I'm that badass.
Or he's using a burner phone. He fucking does it, takes your money, and then like the bumper falls off or something. You can never contact him again.
It just seems like a crazy to find a guy who's willing. Just think about this logically. His scam is let me find a guy and pitch him on doing legitimate work.
Yeah, this guy seems honest.
I'm just like, it's legit.
He's coming to your house. That seems fine. That's like someone wanting to it's like a kid wanting to shovel your driveway. You're not going to get paranoid about it.
It's just like, it's not like, he's not like,
he's there.
If you're scamming people, why would you do kind of the hardest part, which is to get a yes for the, like sales? Like if you can do body work, that's fine. But hold on. But if you could do sales, is kind of hard. Any business that has good sales is a business that's going to succeed, right? So if you're a body shop, a hair salon, whatever it is, if you figure out how to market and sell your business, you'll do well. So he's going out and hustling and doing the legitimate hard part of it. And then to do a shoddy job so the bumper will fall off and then be like, ooh, I got him. Like, it just doesn't seem like that's a path, especially if people are telling me that that's about the price that people charge. If he was charging like a third of what people charge, and then I'm going like, ah, dude, the price is what's tempting me. But if he's charging what people would charge and he's just taking a shot and hustling, yeah, then I'll charge him. I'll offer him $450, see if he'll do it and fucking get that. He said it'll take him a couple hours.
Dude, talking it out.
I'll have a nice car again in a couple hours.
Talking it out, that does make sense. He probably does work for a body shop. He's doing a side lick, get a little cash in his pocket.
He does, because he gets a couple $100 for doing a job like that at the body shop. He gets to fucking take all the money
all
now.
Of it when he shows
dude. He's just taking the initiative.
Wait, is this guy the smartest person you've ever met?
This guy fucking rules, dude.
Dude, get him on the podcast.
Dude, yeah.
Hold on, I just looked down to Lucifer.
Dude,
and the
get rid of Ralph
chat.
And bring in this fucking guy.
Lucifer in the racist live chat says, Lewis's dad is looking down like Simba's dead. let's see.
We used to do that doing carpentry work. You pick up a side lick on the weekend, you make some money.
Sounds like something said George Washington did as a kid, you know?
What?
Like, it's very honest, and he went around and he asked people if they needed help, and he'd go to their house. This is like, what would Jesus do? This is a good guy.
A reputable...
I love him now.
I like this guy, and I think you should do it, and just do it for the bit for the show, I think.
Let's see what happens. I think I might do it.
Lewis updates. Update the show and what happens.
You guys had mentioned Gypsy Rose. You put it on the notes. What is this? Gypsy Rose fans point out how much her husband looks like the mother she had murdered.
What?
Well, who's Gypsy Rose?
Gypsy Mommy Rose? Dead and Dearest. The girl's mom had Munchausen and she got the boyfriend to kill her.
Yeah.
It was a big docuseries.
The mom abused her whole life, pulled
out. She just
got
out of jail this week.
To the point where like the daughter was like malnourished and gonna die, and she like made her sit in a wheelchair.
She told her she was retarded and had cancer.
Yeah.
Put her whole life. Feeding tube in her, shaved her head, took all her teeth out.
Put her whole life in a wheelchair.
All made out. All made up. And so they would do make a wish. They got a new house after Katrina.
Yeah, GoFundMes.
She just used her as a prop.
Yeah, but she would they would go to Disney all the time. She said she was retarded and had cancer.
Oh,
and
mom was just stacking up autographs. Jew. She's like, I need Goofy's autograph.
Yeah.
Solid scam.
You're
that
blind.
Jew right there, dude.
Just millions of Lewis's
so then
being
she
like,
found
here's money.
An autistic dude online to fuck her and stab the mother to death.
Nick Godijan.
The boyfriend got life. She just got out this week.
Okay.
And she is now married to a gentleman who picked her up, and I got to compliment him, with Brett the Hitman Hart custom license plates.
Hell
really?
Yes.
From jail.
That's cool.
Very impressive.
Love it.
Let's see. Let's
see the story.
So this is the dead mom and the husband. This is what people are saying, that they look exactly alike.
The husband looks like the mom.
Just fat, ugly people.
Yeah, you know.
You can put me in that, too.
Yeah, it's like there's five types of faces. You're fucking your dad sometimes.
Who to think this girl has issues? You know, clearly she's, you know, got something going on. Can we give her some grace? She found someone that wants to take care of her. Why do we got to tear her apart?
Oh, no, this dude's dead. I guarantee you someone around her dies in the next year or two.
No.
Yes, 100%.
You think Gypsy Rose is going to kill
someone? I think
someone?
She's got the evil in her.
Because, no. But her mother did that to her, you know? You would hope she could rehabilitate.
She's fighting her captor.
No, absolutely not. I don't think you get abused like that and come out not evil, too.
So how long? How long?
You're thinking of Palestinian.
I'm asking a question. How long did she go to jail for?
8 years.
8 years.
But she didn't actually do the killing. Like she just kind
she
of.
She claims Shannon.
Right.
No.
She
died.
She claimed.
Yeah, but even if she killed her mom,
she claims she hid under a blanket while the boyfriend stabbed the mom to death. I think they both did it, and she sold this guy under the fucking.
Her knuckles were bruised.
Yeah, but I don't.
So,
okay,
I think she like hit her mom.
There
or
are
something.
People. Yeah, like okay, I don't want to rat out my father, but there was a moment in my life mm-hmm. where I was downstairs with my mom, and she had a gun, and she was like, "If he comes down here, I might have to shoot him."
She said this to you.
Yes, when I was a kid.
That's how old were you?
Because
that's
11.
That's crazy.
Because, yeah, 10 or 11. But my it's because age. Sometimes, and my dad ended up being a. Great guy. It's weird. Life is weird. In moments, people can be monsters, I guess. I'm still trying to figure it out. But at that moment, we would be justified in my eyes when I was a kid in shooting my father. I remember I used to have knives in my room and I was like, I might have to stab my dad. So for her to kill her mom, yeah, sometimes you have to kill your mom.
Let me, it was,
you're
it
a kid
was
and you're being
your dad,
abused.
Your dad was
he wasn't
so,
physically abusive,
abusive
with me. No, no. With me, no, no, no.
Oh, so it was with your mom and you were like, yo, I got to protect my mom.
Yeah. And the threats were real. And, you know, they felt real.
Right.
And they were clear.
That's wild. Yeah, that's a fucking crazy. Yeah, because my mom was abusive with me, and I never, I guess because I never felt my life was in danger. She was a woman, even though she was, like, very violent. She didn't really have the ability to fucking, like, if it ever got to the point where she was going to kill me, I'm like, I'll kill you, bitch. I'm
sure.
A, like, I was old enough, like, there was a time in my life where I became old enough to physically defend myself, you know, and I could hold the door closed, or I could hold her hands where she couldn't fucking do anything anymore. And she wasn't, where she was a crazy psycho, she wasn't like, grab a knife and fucking try to kill me. She was more like, she grabbed weapons and shit, but it was like, bludgeon.
Yeah, yeah, she used like Ninja Turtle weapons.
I'll tell you right now, because my mom would, this is some crazy shit. It's actually really true, right? I remember my mom would like bludgeon us with weapons regularly. I remember we would play Clue as a kid. I remember thinking, I was like, how do you kill somebody with a candlestick? I was like, with a candlestick holder. That's crazy to me, because my mom would grab things like that all the time and just fucking whack us in the head with it. But it wasn't in my head, you know, it didn't have the ability to kill us. Maybe she was trying to kill us. As I'm playing it back in my head right now, my mother was trying to kill us.
Yeah, you never
no,
know.
She wasn't actually.
Quick, stop, mom. She's going into the study.
No, but she, yeah, I mean, so your mom, it's a different story. So you were like, you wanted to protect your mom. That's fucking wild.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was the turning point? Did he fucking stop drinking or fucking?
It's so weird. It's such a blur. There was actually that, I saw a short clip on Twitter last night of that boxer was talking about how him and his brother were going to kill his dad. It was like 1 a.m. last night. And I was like, oh, I remember, you know, I was like, oh, fuck, because remember when we first met, it was like a common thread of like, oh, my dad is this. And you guys were kind of aware of it. And then my dad died and people would bring it up to me, be like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then I was like, there was like a weird backstep. So I do have to remember that he did become someone that was awesome, which means he was someone that was awesome, which means I don't know. Life gets weird sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, just grew up maybe. Could that have been? Because that's the other side of it as well.
You know, you get older.
So I went from being fucking like a degenerate a decade ago to today, who I am is definitely a massively different person. Like, yeah, my teeth were falling out of my head a decade ago. It's a different because of who I was versus who I am today. So maybe there was that. There was that shift.
He was always very drunk when these things happened.
You think
so
as you got older, you realized your mom kind of deserved it?
Well, no, but I walked through some of that. Yeah, I mean, but it wasn't anything that. No, my mother is like a beautiful saint. It's like
there can be a cataclysmic event that.
Yeah, but it doesn't
like
mean she. You could be a saint and not listen.
Sure. Yes. You know? There was that. Yeah. There was definitely some of that.
Yeah. There's some mouthy saints. I'm just saying.
Screaming from the mountaintop. You know.
Oh shit. It is, yeah, it's fucked up, man. You know, I never had anything like that. My mom never ended up bringing any other men into the house. Whatever it was, I don't know if she like just fucking dealt with like the guilt of my dad dying. She was just always, she had a couple guys that she dated, but it just never got like really serious ever. So that was it. She was just a fucking crazy old bitch. I wish somebody would have cracked my mom in the mouth. I would have fucking put her in line a little bit, you know?
Sure.
Who were her parents? Like, do you know your grandparents?
Yeah, her mother's name was Jane, and her father's name was Fred.
George.
Fred.
I was going to say Tarzan.
No, they were, her mom was like, her mom had her when she was like 15, and she was like really into like pills. When her mom died, we went to her mom's apartment in Paterson, New Jersey. So like just clean shit out, and like she had like dressers full of prescription pills. Like I'm talking about like just like tons. Now, knowing now, I mean,
you
I would have
profit in it.
Doggy, yeah, I would have cleaned the fuck up. Gas Digital would have been fucking, would have been fucking flying high for months. I'm telling you right now, it would have been fucking, it was crazy. The amount of pills now that I know, because at the time I'm 16 or 17 at the time. Probably 15 at the time, because I really left when I was like 16 or 17. I started leaving for weeks at a time, and then by the time I was 17, I was completely out of the house, right? So I was maybe 15 when my grandma Jane died, and we cleaned out her place. I helped my mom, and there was two dressers where every drawer was full of prescription drugs, and they were all painkillers, different types of painkillers. And I'm talking about thousands. And she would sell painkillers to people in the neighborhood in Paterson, New Jersey. That was the thing. And my mom, this actually what got my mom back on drugs, because my mom wasn't on drugs forever. And when her mom died, she fucking took all of these painkillers out of the house, and that was that. She was fucking back on, she was back on drugs hard. And that was the end of her. Ironically, her mother's death killed her.
Mm. Well, that's been the show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
111.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, no, make a wish.
It's fucking real ass. It is what it is. Dude. You know,
sometimes, hell yeah, boys.
Sometimes real ass, dude. Make fun of her. What a junkie. What a whore. Ha ha ha.
No.
Yeah, but also, you know, her mom. Come on, everyone. 15.
No, yeah. That was it. You know, she never. You know, my mom was fucking extremely abused. Her father was in prison for like robbing, like I'm gonna say like a gas station or maybe a bank or something. And I met him once. He got out of prison when I was maybe 12 years old, came to visit, did Christmas one time, and then died. He had spent like 20 years in prison and then died like a year after he got out of prison. Ian?
I wasn't allowed to meet my grandfather until he was about to die because he was such a bad alcoholic. When I met him, I sat with him, and he was so beat up. I go, Pop, were you a robber? Because he like looks so bad, you know? Yeah. Dude, he was 43. He was missing all his teeth. And it was really bad. Anyway, but I raised my hand to ask, how does it feel to have broken that generational cycle?
What?
More junkie whore.
Yeah, it's just the drugs are kinder.
Yeah.
If my dad had weed, oh my God, it would have been amazing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've broken the cycle for sure. Well, that's sweet.
I know a guy that'll fix that cycle for $600. He'll come to you.
It feels good.
Yeah.
It feels good, you know.
I hope you recognize that. You
know? I do. I really do. You know.
And you too.
Sure, yeah.
That's how kind and loving you are.
I don't know if he's really broken the cycle completely yet.
Yeah, he has.
Time will tell.
Fucking...
Yeah. Time will tell.
No, yeah. No, look how, you know.
Find out.
No, yeah, I mean, look, it's fucking, you know.
You got a dog, you don't hit it.
No, I'm sweet to everybody. I've never swung
it anywhere. I watched the beginning
of
John Wick.
Guy.
I watched the beginning of John Wick last night. I fell asleep after about 40 minutes. Never seen John Wick before. I always knew the story. Guy gets his dog killed, goes off fucking, fights the mob, fucking, you know, badass fight scenes, right? Have you seen John Wick?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
I'm the John Wick of cats.
I saw it late, but I saw it, yeah.
He barely knew that dog.
Oh, but you got a dog now, right?
No.
Oh, brother, get a dog. I used to.
If I only had a puppy for one fucking night, I'm saying it'll like.
But it was what the puppy represented. His dead wife got him the puppy.
Yep,
It was his bridge
he
to
didn't
her.
Know yep. The puppy.
No, it's not.
And
about
once you get a puppy,
puppy,
you realize that the people that love your puppy, there's a little bit of them in your puppy.
Doggy,
the puppy
and then
was
you get
a
to
gift
hold
from
your puppy
his dead wife.
No,
puppy,
I'm not alone. They're all here.
The mom didn't know the puppy either. This
but
is
it
a
was
brand
what
new
the
puppy
represented.
Say it again, Ian. I know what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
But you're not listening.
I'm just still saying
you hear,
yeah,
but
you go
no
out
listen.
And get that fucking dog, right?
But I'm just saying that John Wick sort of fucking
the puppy who lost his way.
It was more about them fucking up his house.
You go out and get that. Fucking
you think that's what he was most mad about?
I'm just saying they yeah. talk about the puppy like it was
you're
this
right.
big angle. I got to be honest with
they
you.
Fucked up his kitchen.
They
I just
that
redid
kitchen.
That
house. Just
that
did the
bathroom.
Floors in his bathroom.
You got blood on my tile.
It's like you destroyed my backsplash. Now you're in trouble. Doggy, I'm telling you right now. And then also they fucked him up, dude. They hit him in the head with a bat. That's all the shit where I'd be like pretty pissed. The puppy, you're like, aw, that's annoying. This puppy, I could tell I was going to develop a bond with this dog for what that's worth.
Yeah.
Paco, you got a dog? Imagine they killed the dog morning one.
But you're not listening.
Is it now a blood vengeance, or it's just like, that's annoying?
You're not listening.
Annoying. Thank you.
You're not listening.
No, I'm that guy it by wasn't the payphone just who shoots about the man who molested puppy. His son, but his, for my dog.
His wife died, and the puppy was a post-apocalyptic
puppy?
It was a gift from him. That's a better, upon
that's a better
the
movie. Better movie, Ian. You're right.
The apocalypse. Only the puppy survived the apocalypse.
The puppy survived. Dude. It's the cutest apocalypse ever.
There it is. Apocalypse.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now.
It was a posthumous gift.
I understand.
Posthumous.
Posthumous gift, yes, from his wife, man. That's what it was. It wasn't just about the dog, idiot.
Wait, but did the dog represent something?
I think you've been listening.
Crackpot Whisper in the Racist live chat says, baby James should get Lewis a puppy, then he can die from cancer, and then we can murder the puppy and see how he reacts.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah, that is like, a how fucking would you great feel? Comment. How would you feel?
When you put it like that.
Great point, man.
I'm just saying, if my son died from cancer and he got me a puppy and somebody came and killed the puppy, I wouldn't be like, oh, you killed my son's spirit animal because I'm not a faggot, Ian.
No, when people die, you think the wind is them. There's like a year period where you're just like reaching at stuff.
Those are farts, Scott.
Dude, fucking a plate would fall in my kitchen and I'd be like, dad's angry again.
Dad's a plate. Like, yeah. My dad was that plate. Me, dog? Yeah.
Three plates in a row fell on mom's head.
You lose it for that year.
Oh, my God. Dink, dink, dink.
Ah, shit.
The wind pushed mom down the stairs again.
And the wind pushed Mary.
Oh, fuck. Let's see. Woman dies from genital rupture after falling off a jet ski driven by her husband and being hit by a powerful blast of water as he accelerated away. Wow, genital rupture.
Ooh. I got something going on down here.
What's going on? Dude, I would... Oh, my God.
I got like a groin issue, man. I'm in so much pain. What's going on, dude?
I would convince myself that I have AIDS.
Sounds like a death metal band. Genital rupture.
I don't know. I have a herniated disc, one of my lower whatever. And so they say it could affect like your legs and stuff. But yeah, it hurts my balls and my legs. For like 2 years, yeah. I think it ruined my relationship was not admitting I hurt myself lifting something.
Did you go to the doctor about this?
Yeah, and then they just thought I was trying to show them my dick. They got like really lame about it. It sucked.
What?
Yeah.
What doctor did you go to?
I went in Jersey City, and they were like...
Some guy was like, I'll check your balls out for $300.
My balls in my dick area, and she was like disgusted. Like genuinely looked at me like... Not that my dick was weird. She was just very unhappy that I pulled my dick out.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't... That's weird that
Scott,
she got
that was a receptionist.
Scott, that was a pediatrician.
Yeah. It was in the parking lot at the... Where you put the money?
I mean, luckily, I don't have anything physically going on that's really bad right now, but I'm such a hypochondriac. Like, I'll go down a spiral and convince myself that it's cancer, AIDS, fucking anything else you could have, I convince myself.
I get scared it's the vaccine. Do you guys get scared about that?
Yes.
Yeah. As I'm getting older, I have like more and more pee issues.
Oh, yeah, I pee all the time.
All the time.
It feels like I got to pee. It feels like
but
I got to pee.
You were doing this when you were younger. This is
I'm
all
drinking
day,
a
right?
wild amount of coffee.
Yeah.
And then if I smoke like vape pen, like if I smoke a weed out of a vape pen, it feels like I got to pee. Then I started obsessing over the feeling. It's like, and then I just asked my doctor, and they were like, you got to see the urologist. And I'm like, urologist? What the fuck is
I
that?
I hardly
dude?
Know her.
I want to see biologist.
This sounds like a scam.
Doggy. So then I'm outside of my car. Puerto Rican pulls up next to me.
Dude, you got to pee.
Hey, I'm a urologist.
Hey.
Dougie, I'm going to get this fucking car fixed by this guy. This weekend.
I say do it.
This weekend, I'm going to have my car's going to look new again.
Treat yourself.
I'm getting excited. All right, we're going to wrap this one up.
This was fun. Thank you.
It's always a fun time with the boys. Always a fun time with the boys. We'll be back on Friday. with another incredible episode. We already pre-taped it. It is exclusive for subscribers. So if you guys are not subscribed, make sure you guys go to Gas Digital. Use that promo code RAP. You get a lot of benefits, and you get this next episode that's coming out exclusive. Who is it? With Dave Temple and
Nate Marshall.
Nate Marshall. Nate Marshall. Great episode.
Oh, that's fun.
So funny.
Man,
so funny.
Nate is a prop. I mean, Dave is amazing, too, yeah. But I just saw Nate recently.
Nate's hilarious. Dude.
Holy
so
shit.
Funny.
Great.
Killer hang.
All right, you guys are the shit. I'll check you later. Peace.
That's all, folks.